5 4 of the Church Bibles. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Victoria, very much indeed. Now, in these Sundays, we're learning about what the Holy Spirit does. One of the things he does is to give God's people gifts that we are to use to serve one another in the church family. And he also changes us on the inside to make us loving towards one another. Now, this reading that we've just had is a letter that Paul wrote to a church in a place called Corinth. And that church was full of people who had been given many gifts. They were good at lots of things. They were good at serving in lots of ways, lots of talent. But they were missing one thing. There was more important than all of those gifts. They were lacking in love. They weren't using their gifts in love. They weren't using them to serve each other and to be a wonderful team and family together. Now let's have a think for a moment about gifts and teams. Hands up who likes football. Hands up if you like football. Okay, let's... Andrew, come to the front, please. You, yes. Put your hands up again. Let me see who it was again. Let's have someone who's... Lois. Lois, come up to the front. And... come on then, Katka. Come on then, Katka. Okay, Andrew, you are going to be in goal, okay? And the goal is the door at the back. Yeah? You run back to there. You're in goal. Now, if you are really, really, really good at football, if you're really talented, there are sort of two ways of playing football, aren't there, really? One is to think, yeah, I'm going to dribble the whole length of the pitch myself and score the most amazing goal and everyone will think I'm amazing. Or you can think, I'm part of a team. I'm going to pass the ball. I'm going to pass the ball to each other and then we'll score a goal that way. So what do you think? What are you going to do? You're going to pass the ball. Do you want to have a go? Andrew's in goal. Let's see what a team you two are. There we go. Come on then. And they're in the area. She shoots. Oh, what a save. Oh, and the ball boy has come. I've taken the ball. I think the referee has said that's enough, I'm afraid. Fantastic. Come and have a seat again. So, grown-ups, what are you most likely to score if you do a wonderful dribble or if you pass the ball around as a team? Someone put your hand up. Tell us. Dribble? Dan thinks it's the individual glory. What's most likely? Passing, isn't it? It's a team game. And the teams that pass the ball around amazingly, like Spain, they're the ones that sort of win everything. Now, let's have a think about some other kinds of gifts. Do you like, hands up, if you like superheroes? If you like superheroes. Okay, look, quick superhero quiz. Who's this? Yes. Superman. More difficult. Who is this? The Goblin, the Green Goblin. And who's this? Yes, Mrs. Incredible. And does anybody know who this character is? A bit more difficult. Sally? Ming the Merciless. Dave? Magneto. Okay. So here are superheroes, and there are two types of superhero here, aren't there? They've all got amazing talents. They've all got different gifts. They're not the same. They're all different, like the same as us. But some of them use their gifts to try and be in charge and be amazing like Magneto or the Green Goblin, dominate. And others use their gifts to serve and love others. And it is the same with us. We've been given talents by God. And if we're in the church, we've been given gifts by the Holy Spirit. And the question is, how will we use them? Will we use them to make ourselves big, or will we use them to love other people? So, here's that question again. What is love like? Now, on the car, on the floor in the front of here, I've got cards full of the descriptions that were in our reading. And what I'm going to do is, can I have one volunteer first? Caitlin, you come up this side. Come stand up here. And can you hold those two that says love is? If you hold those two up. And somebody else to hold love is not up. Someone biggish. Come on then, Lois. And if you stand over there in front of the lectern, love is not. Okay, then you stand there. Sorry, Caitlin, if you stand on this side, stay there. There we go. So we've got love is not. Okay? Now I need volunteers. We've got about 14 more cards down here. I need some volunteers to come. You pick up the card and have a look at it. And is it something that love is? In which case, come and stand on this side in front of Caitlin. Or is it something that love is not? In which case, come and stand with Lois. Okay? Any ages can help. In fact, we will probably need some grown-ups. So just come up, pick up a card, and have a decide which side it goes on. Just come up. Anybody. Have a think. Have a look at it. Is it a love or a love is not? Is a love is not? Yeah, brilliant. Fantastic. Love is kind. And some more people, some grown-ups are probably going to be needed. Don't be shy. Or I might start picking on you. Okay, I'm going to pick on. Come on, Miles and Alex. Come on. Right. Let's see. Let's see how things are shaping up, shall we? Fantastic. Now, I need a volunteer who will read the list out. Who would like to? Tom! Come on, Tom! Fantastic. Here's your microphone. Is it on? It's on. So, do we think there? It looks pretty good to me. So, do you want to read love is, and then all of these things?
Love is hopes, patient, protect, kind, and trusts, and persevere.
Brilliant. And then love is not?
Easily angered. Remember wrongs, rude, delight in evil, proud, selfish, boastful, and envious.
Thank you, Tom, very, very much. Why don't you have a seat where you are? Thanks, Tom. You can go back and control the sound, which is really, really important. And keep holding your thing up so we can sort of see them all. And if you're a grown-up, you might also want to just have your Bible open again. I wonder, as all of those things were read out, it's good to just think. Can you think of somebody who is like that, who is like these things positively and not like these things? Can you think of somebody? Yeah. God, yeah, well, absolutely. It's Jesus, of course, is the person most like all of these things. But let's think, why is Paul writing this? He's writing these lists because he wants us to ask ourselves, am I like this? Am I not like this? So, have you got the energy to stand on your feet again and hold them up? Fantastic. I'm going to read out our reading again. I'll read it out nice and slow. And I just want us all to think and try, and I'll sneak through here, and just try and think honestly, am I like this? Honestly, am I really like this? Okay. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects. It always trusts. It always hopes. It always perseveres. Love never fails. Am I like this? Do have a seat, everyone, again, and keep hold of your things. That would be fantastic. Now, we are thinking, aren't we, about gifts and talents and how we use them. In Paul's letter, just a few sentences earlier, Paul says this. He talks about one of the greatest gifts. He says, if I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. So, the gift of knowledge, the gift of knowledge about God and the Bible, it's a really good thing to know those things. But here's the question. If we know about God, how do we treat others with that knowledge? Just think for a moment. Imagine you're at Sunday Club or Hot Shots. Or imagine we're at church and somebody comes in who is new, who maybe doesn't know too much about God. How can we act lovingly towards someone who doesn't know that much? Here's a question for you. How can we act lovingly towards someone who doesn't know that much? Anyone want to help with an answer? Let me get my microphone again. Matthew.
Play with them.
Play with them. Yeah, brilliant. Thank you. Think of our list. Yeah.
Help them.
Help them. Yeah, help them. They don't know too much about God. Do you want to help them? Anyone else? Any grown-ups? We know stuff about God. They don't. Have you got something? She looked at me. Go on, Stephen.
Tell them about God.
Yeah.
Right?
But tell them about God.
Not in a way that's like proud, like, hey, I know this and you don't. In a way that says...
Yeah. Yeah. Not in a way that's proud, but to help people. Not boasting, not puffed up, but patient and kind. What about if someone comes along who knows a lot? What's a loving way to act towards someone who knows a lot, do you think? Anybody?
Not be jealous of them.
Yeah, not be envious, not be jealous. But grateful for them. All those sorts of things are happening. That's just one example, knowledge of God. But we, of course, are given lots of different gifts. And the question is, will we use them in love towards others, or will we use them to make ourselves feel good? Every gift of the Holy Spirit, the key is love. So here's some maths, okay? A gift minus love equals, I read it in verse 2 a minute ago, gift minus love equals nothing. It says, if I have this gift, if I have a faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. Not having love destroys all the gifts that we have. And means that we're not using them to love and build up other people, but we are using them to build up ourselves. And actually, that destroys a church family. Let me read this passage again. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. We need love in our church. We need love in our world, do we not? Here is a quote that I got from something I read this week about this. Love is the greatest force in the universe because God is love. Nothing can overcome love because nothing can overcome God. If we seek love, we are joining in with the best thing in the whole universe. And so let us pray that the Holy Spirit really will be at work amongst us, and it will be seen by the way we love each other. I'm going to pray. Thank you all for your help. Let's pray. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Thank you for your love for us, Heavenly Father. And thank you for the promise of the Holy Spirit to help us love each other. Please, will you be powerfully at work in us? Please, will you help us to see where we don't love and change our hearts for Jesus' sake? Amen. We are going to sing a song that reminds us again of God's great love. We love because he first loved us. For God so loved the world, he gave his only Son. Let's stand and sing, and the music group will help us to do that.